It seems like if you really were going to try to do everything possible to understand what's going on, maybe you'd be wanting to look at the tumor itself as well as the sera of people as you go along. Is that something that you would include in this type of platform? And what are the things you maybe could look at in the tumor and in the sera that might be interesting?
We do have some of that from the CLGB study that we're going to start looking at very soon. There are, again, in terms of the risk studies, looking at certain molecular features of the tumor, and to some degree, the usual suspects of microsatellite instability, KRAS, phospho-AKT, that at least in terms of the risk of developing colon cancer studies, there are tumor types that favor the development of one molecular feature versus another. And so we're starting to look at how, for example, overexpression of phospho-AKT is associated with physical activity and the risk of developing overexpressors versus non-expressing colon cancer tumors. So we're going to start looking at how those interact. To some degree, we're going to be limited because altogether we have 600 or 700 samples from the CLGB study, and not all of them are going to have a survey. So there's going to be some power limitations unless there's a really clear difference between them. I think that's similar to how we're thinking about pharmacological interventions, where there may be interventions that certain molecular feature of the tumor would be favorable or not favorable. I agree. I think that certain of these dietary lifestyle factors probably are differentially favoring certain tumor types. We actually don't currently have serum from the CLGB study or any large study to look at factors like insulin, like growth factor, C-peptide, to see how those relate. I do think that in the studies, at least for breast cancer, that have looked at insulin-like growth factor, and the risk of recurrence is not even related to exercise or obesity, but just how those affect people's recurrences, they've been fairly mixed, and whether those are really serum measurements of those are going to be as helpful to sort out how to integrate diet and lifestyle is not clear to me. But I think that as much as doing larger studies, looking at molecularly, are there people who are favored or not favored, at least again in terms of the colon cancer recurrences, in terms of risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular disease later in life, there's still a good reason to make some of these lifestyle interventions.